Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Today we are looking at a talk that was given by a 70 in the Mormon Church, a man by the name of Larry Echohawk. It was a message titled, Come Unto Me, O Ye House of Israel. Now, Eric, when I mention the phrase House of Israel to you, what comes to your mind?
Well, obviously, that has to go back to the Bible and the people from Jewish background.
And I would tend to agree. We find the phrase House of Israel used several times in the Old Testament to describe the people specifically that came out from Egypt in the Exodus. In fact, it's used in Exodus, I believe, chapter 16, for the first time, when it speaks of the house of Israel referring to manna, the miracle of manna. And that phrase, house of Israel, is continued on throughout the Old Testament, and at least six times that I know of in the New Testament, to specifically refer to those of Semitic background, specifically the Jews. There's no dispute about that. That's what the term always has meant. Now, when Larry Echohawk says, Come unto me, O ye house of Israel, he's not talking about the Jewish people mentioned in the Old Testament. He's not talking about the house of Israel that Jesus said he was commanded to go to, that he was specifically sent to, I should say. He's instead referring to a Mormon version of the house of Israel, and that is the Indian people, or the Native American people. And he tells his story in this talk that he gave in General Conference in October of 2012, so this is not old stuff. But isn't it odd, and maybe you've noticed this too, how a lot of the modern conference messages are teaching traditional Mormonism? I have found more and more that the traditional Mormonism that we are so used to and reading about, even in the older sources like the Journal of Discourses or Joseph Fielding Smith's Doctrines of Salvation, McConkie's works, is still being taught today. It's still being taught today, and this is a classic example.
And not just being taught in the magazines, but at general conferences. And so in the April and October conferences, we're seeing these talks that are very traditional Mormonism. I'm thinking also last year when 270s came up and gave Ezra Taft Benson's 14 Fundamentals and Following the Prophet. I mean, it seemed like that was kind of strange that they had two men give that speech.
You have to wonder, why did they do that? Why did they do it at that time? You know, we have our own theories, folks. We tend to think that sometimes these things come out where it's kind of like Salt Lake City's attempt to put Provo in line. Because sometimes you hear things coming out of Provo, coming out of Brigham Young University, or coming out of the mouths or writings of the apologist that certainly seem to place a big, huge question mark over the teachings of what's coming out of downtown Salt Lake.
Well, and there are some who are saying that Mormonism is coming very much our way toward Christianity. I would say that, well, when I look at these different speeches given at conference, no, it seems like they're going back to the more traditional route rather than saying that we're coming more of the Christian route.
And what's funny about that, saying that they are coming more towards orthodoxy, and we do hear rumblings even among some evangelicals that there's this big change going on behind closed doors. Even Jeffrey Holland a year ago made it very clear they have no desire whatsoever to change those doctrines, those unique doctrines that make Mormons what they are. And that's not the first time we've heard those kind of things being said. Here they are saying it, and yet it amazes me that some evangelicals will just basically act like they're lying. If they are saying that they are not changing, why am I going to automatically assume that's not what they mean?
Right.
When they keep insisting over and over, And we have the evidence to prove it by what is being taught in General Conference and in the vetted manuals, the correlated manuals.
Yeah, we're just reporting what they're saying. We're not making this up. And if they want to come our way, so be it. But we're not seeing the evidence of that in their official writings and talks.
And that's not to say that we don't see contradictions. Sometimes they will say things that we know are not true because there's evidence to support the fact that they're not telling the truth on these particular issues. But on this one, this is one that I think we need to talk about because he says, "Come unto me, O ye house of Israel." And what is he referring to? He's referring to the American Indians, of whom Larry Echohawk is one of them. Okay,
yeah,
that's
Pawnee.
His heritage.
He's a Pawnee Indian.
How does he go about telling the story?
Well, he writes this in the third column on page 32. "When I was 14 years old, two missionaries, Lee Pearson and Boyd," and I can't pronounce that man's last name.
Camp Heisen? I'm not sure either.
"Taught my family the restored gospel of Jesus Christ, and I was baptized. 2 years later, my priest quorum advisor, Richard Boren, challenged me to read the Book of Mormon. I accepted that challenge, and I read at least 10 pages every night until I finished. On the title page, I read that it is written to the Lamanites who are remnant of the house of Israel and also to Jew and Gentile." And then he writes, "In the introduction to the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ, it says that the Lamanites, quote, are among the ancestors of the American Indians," end quote.
Allow me to interrupt you just for a moment, Eric. On the introduction page in the Book of Mormon, past editions said that after thousands of years, all of the people spoken of in the book, quote, "were destroyed except the Lamanites, and they are the principal ancestors of the American Indians." The new edition in the Book of Mormon now says the Lamanites are among the ancestors of the American Indians. So the Mormon Church has seen that it had to make a change in their position. They've taken that phrase principal ancestors out because they know the evidence doesn't support it. And that's what's important and why we're talking about this today. Go on.
"As I read the Book of Mormon, it seemed to me that it was about my American Indian ancestors." And he goes on and talks a little more about that. But I think that line, when I read that first, I couldn't believe he said that.
Well, let me stop you there, because what he just said is not really foreign to what Mormon leaders have taught for years.
No, not at all.
I mean, I have this quote by Orson Pratt. This is out of the Journal of Discourses. This is 19th century. He said this on March 9th, 1879. You can find it in Journal of Discourses, Volume 20, page 146. "The American Indians are the descendants of the remnant of the tribe of Joseph with a mixture of the descendants of one of the kings of Israel of the tribe of Judah. Hence, Judah and Joseph are mixed together, and God will send his servants among them, and they will receive the records of their fathers."
And Parley P. Pratt added this.
The brother of Orson.
Yeah, he wrote in A Voice of Warning in page 60, "The Lamanites became a dark and benighted people, of whom the American Indians are still a remnant."
And we also have in the essential Parley P. Pratt, page 158, it says, "To the red men of America, I will next address a few lines. You are a branch of the house of Israel. You are descended from the Jews, or rather, more generally, from the tribe of Joseph, which Joseph was a great prophet and ruler in Egypt."
And we can find lots of quotes like this, especially from the 19th century all the way through the 20th century. It's a very common teaching.
Oh, absolutely. Let me give you this one from A. Theodore Tuttle. This was in a conference report, April 1965, page 30. Not hard to find. "The Book of Mormon is the Word of God and is a record of the ministry among the ancestors of these Indians. Columbus named them Indians. He thought he had discovered the Indies. In reality, they are Lamanites. They are descendants of Joseph, who was sold into Egypt. The account of their religious experiences was written in hieroglyphics upon plates and handed down from one generation to another, overspreading a 2,600-year period." Now, we don't have a lot of time in this broadcast. We want to touch on it tomorrow. But the point that's being made here, folks, is that Larry Echohawk is not teaching anything new. I'm just surprised, Eric, that he's teaching this at all.
That's why when I read this, I couldn't believe that I found this in a conference message from 2012. It looks like something that would have been 30, 40, 50 years ago, but not something that would have been in a current ensign.
And I think we need to emphasize here, he says, in the introduction to the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ, it says that the Lamanites are among the ancestors of the American Indians. As I read the Book of Mormon, it seemed to me that it was about my American Indian ancestors. Mm-hmm. He's drawing a literal connection.
Absolutely,
here. Now,
yes.
Why do we have to say that? Because there have been Mormons who give this definition that is so vague, like in patriarchal blessings, for instance, they'll say that, well, just about everybody has some trace of Jewish blood in them. I don't know if you could really defend that with scientific evidence, but that's a conclusion that is drawn. And this is why many people, when they get their patriarchal blessings, are of what? The tribe of Ephraim.
Uh-huh.
They take this to be really quite literally. And I think that Mr. Echohawk is also taking this very literally. I have no doubt that he's taking this very literally. But the reason why it kind of shocks you and I is because DNA tends to disprove this connection that Mr. Echohawk is making. And that's what we want to talk about. As we go through his talk here, we're going to connect the dots here. Because he's making a conclusion that I don't think the sciences are going to support. And so having faith in something that I believe has been disproved is not really an act of faith, but rather foolishness.
Somebody might be listening and not know very much about this topic because it gets kind of deep. Is there a good resource that somebody could get from our ministry that would maybe help explain a little more of this issue of the DNA?
I think one of the things that we offer and that many people have found to be a very good resource is DNA versus the Book of Mormon, a film that was put out several years ago by Joel Kramer. And we do offer that at MRM, and I think that would be a big help to people. But what we are going to do tomorrow is we're going to, again, look at Mr. Echo Hawk's talk. Come unto me, O ye house of Israel, and show the connection that he makes between the American Indian and the house of Israel mentioned in the Book of Mormon, which we have to assume is the house of Israel made in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The evidence really doesn't support this conclusion. It has to be taken by faith, and certainly many Latter-day Saints do take this by faith. But what bothers me in this talk is how Mr. Echohawk is going to place the blame on the Holy Spirit for confirming this to be true, when in fact, it's not true.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, known as the Mormon Church, is a huge topic in the state where we live. Oftentimes, we may feel frustrated in understanding what is perceived to be the state religion. If you are a Latter-day Saint who needs some honest answers to your questions, or perhaps you're a Christian who wants to be better informed about the predominant religion in this culture, Mormonism Research Ministry wants to be your resource on truth. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry founder Bill McKeever has worked hard to equip people to understand the differences between Mormonism and the historic Christian faith. At www.mrm.org, we have an active blog site, dozens of articles and video tools that will educate you in a variety of ways. Or perhaps your church needs to schedule Mormonism Research Ministry to come for a live presentation to equip your church body to be ambassadors for Christ. Let us know what we can do for you. Contact us through our website, again, mrm.org. We're here for you.